This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, September 22nd, 2016 AD. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. One citizen was critically wounded in more protests in Charlotte, North Carolina last night. This marked the second night of violent protests after another black person was shot by police while on duty in the Charlotte area on Tuesday. Police have had to quell the violence using tear gas and flash grenades. Amid devastating airstrikes and assassinations against ISIS, the terrorist group has declared a state of emergency in the city of Mosul. Militants have held the city since 2014, but now they're pulling patrols off the streets. A U.S.-led coalition is preparing efforts for the liberation of Mosul, believed to be the largest city under ISIS control. Kevin Garrett, a Canadian missionary to China, was released this past week after 2 years of government custody, reported Christian Headlines. Kevin and his wife Julia worked as missionaries in China for 30 years. Both were arrested in 2014 and charged with helping, quote, Canadian espionage agencies to gather intelligence in China, unquote. Julia was released in 2015. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau helped with the recent release of Kevin. Meanwhile, the Anglican Church in Canada has appointed the first openly homosexual bishop, according to Christian Today. Canon Kevin Robertson's election to the Diocese of Toronto comes 14 years after the Anglican Church in Canada first endorsed homosexual marriage. Matthew 7:15 says, "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Two pro-life missionaries named Christina Garza and Brianna Baxter were raising awareness about the murder of unborn babies near a high school campus. Garza talked with the World View about what ensued.
In 2012, the Survivors Pro-Life Missionary team was holding a pro-life outreach in front of Murrah High School in Jackson, Mississippi. We were distributing information about abortion and showing images of abortion victims to students to engage them in dialogue about abortion. I remember one student saying that she would like to talk to me, but she was afraid to because if she did, she would not be able to go to prom because the school administration would punish the students for asking us.
What happened next was disturbing.
We were arrested on a public sidewalk. We were charged with trespassing, interfering with a bus driver, and causing a disturbance. But we were on a public sidewalk. We had not broken the law.
Life Legal Defense Foundation has appealed the Garza and Baxter criminal conviction of trespassing since there's videotape evidence they never stepped on school property. Indeed, Life Legal just filed a civil suit to hold the officers liable for their unlawful arrest. Garza explained what motivates her.
Abortion is the greatest human rights injustice, not only of our day, but I would argue in history. In our country alone, over 3,500 innocent human beings are killed every day, silently, invisibly, and with the consent of our own government. I identify with the victim of abortion because they are a human being. They are created in the image of God just as I am.
Several sources have revealed that former Republican President George H.W. Bush will be voting for Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton in the upcoming elections. H.W. Bush disclosed his voting plans to Kathleen Hartington Kennedy Townsend, daughter of Robert F. Kennedy. Townsend included a picture of herself with the former president on her Facebook account with the caption, quote, "The president told me he's voting for Hillary," unquote. After several terrorist attacks in the U.S. over the weekend, Senator Ted Cruz took the opportunity to call for the ban of refugees from countries with ties to terrorism. Cruz recently told the Washington Free Beacon that Congress needs to, quote, "prevent Americans who have traveled abroad for training from returning here and stop the flow of refugees from hotbeds of terrorism in the Middle East that President Obama is determined to bring into our country," unquote. A North Texas woman became a hero recently when she rushed into the burning house of someone she didn't even know to rescue a 7-year-old boy. As covered by NBC News, 22-year-old Mariela Medina saw flames rising from a neighbor's house and went over to help. A mother was outside with her two babies, realizing that one more child was still inside. Mariela immediately ran inside and got the boy out of the flaming house. Mariela said, quote, "The main priority is getting someone out. You don't have to know somebody to want to help them," unquote. Proverbs 24:11 says, "Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter." And that's the worldview on this Thursday, September 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.